Hey everybody, welcome to Off Track. Today's episode, I'm getting straight into the conversation that I had with Haitham Matar, who's the CEO of Intercontinental Hotels Group across the Middle East and parts of Asia as well. Haitham's a great guy. I've known him for a few years. In fact, we first met in Saudi. It was in Riyadh. It was in Saudi Tourism Authority's office. It was 2019, and we were there for a briefing where basically they wanted to launch Saudi Arabia to the world in an advertising campaign. It had never been done before. They basically wanted us to change the world's perception of Saudi, to raise awareness to potential tourists to fly to Saudi instead of choosing Dubai or Doha or Abu Dhabi or any other prominent sort of tourism location anywhere in the radius of, let's say, 3,000 kilometers. And let me tell you this, it's by far, in my 20 years media experience and marketing experience, the hardest but yet most incredible challenge you could possibly have. The brief is, change the world perception of a country. That doesn't happen very often, especially with a country like Saudi that's had, let's say, 50 years of negative PR in the Western press. So it's been an extremely difficult type of experience. But I remember when I met Haitham, we were both kind of scratching our heads, like, how do we do this? How do we go and basically create a brand new perception, or let's say rewrite one? And we had a fantastic time. And I'm so proud of the work that me and my team did, Haitham's team as well. And we've done a fantastic job into helping at least put Saudi a little bit more on the map. And what they've been doing since has also been remarkable. So that's where I first met Haitham. I got him to come on the show, and his story is also remarkable. He's someone who has been in hospitality for a long, long, long time, since he was basically 17 years of age. He's written a book now, Pots, Pans, and Five-Year Plans, which is, as a CEO, you've got to make these five-year plans. But he started off as a dishwasher, and he's just a great guy. And he's a guy that, you know, I would want to meet and see again and again. And I have no doubt that I will. So this was a great conversation. Now, what I want to talk to you guys about today, we'll of course talk about hospitality. We'll talk about the importance of being a good host, to being in service of others, and also the challenges of the industry and generally what it's facing when it comes to hospitality. But I want to start with, you know, leadership, really, because, you know, it's something that I haven't really talked too much about on some of these Off Track episodes. By the way, guys, welcome back for those who are regulars, and welcome to those who are not. I'm really happy to have you. So what is a good leader? According to Haitham, it's the most important thing to have as a good leader is to be self-aware. It's to be able to constantly be willing to learn, ready to learn at any moment, always asking for advice, asking for help. Because if you have that level of humility, you're always going to improve, right? You have this incredible capacity to better yourself. If you don't want to learn, if you don't want to ask for help, then you're pretty much going to stay where you are as a leader, and you're never going to really evolve. And you're never going to be able to potentially maximize your potential. So it was really interesting take. He talked a lot about, you know, he's under the microscope a lot. He faces a high level of scrutiny all the time. How he shows up, what he wears, what he says, how he says it. You know, everything is so important. Your behavior as a leader is so important. And I was a CEO for a number of years, and I remember my boss telling me one time, you know, just be a little bit wary of everything that you're saying. Everyone is always watching. And it took my mind back, because I was quite a young leader at the time. And I only now realize just how difficult it is to constantly live up to someone's expectation, especially if you're a junior person, you're looking up, and let's say someone like Haitham is your CEO, then you are everything to that person in the sense of their career aspirations. They want to be just you. So that comes with a huge level of responsibility. So kudos to him. He manages over 20,000 people, hundreds of hotels. Being a good leader is not easy. Being an inspirational leader is even harder. But if you have that self-awareness, which I fully agree with what he said, then you are already a better leader than most, because you're constantly willing to improve. We talked a lot about the future of hospitality and what that looks like. The challenges really that hospitality faces are around the lack of young talent. Young people just don't want to work in hospitality like they once did. You know, they want to pick other industries where they can make more money. They try and work. They try and avoid hard work. You know, and really, do they really want to be standing for 8 hours a day serving other people. And a lot of the time, without the money, without the perks, it's a big fat no. And that's really the challenge that they're facing across the world. This is not just a regional thing. And there isn't enough young people that want to get into hospitality. They don't want to necessarily be, you know, serving others. But more of that a little bit later on. But, you know, I think if I was starting off again and I was trying to pick an industry that I want to work in, I love people. I love being, you know, I love also hosting people, which I'll cover in a bit. But I don't know if it's something that I could do for my entire career. Although meeting people is my favorite part of my job, but I also want to feel like I'm able to give myself a break. That's why I never chose hospitality, because I always had a bit of a selfish edge as well, where I didn't want it to be always about someone else. I also wanted to be able to take my weekends. I want to be able to take my holidays. But if in the hospitality industry and it's Christmas, guess what? You're working Christmas Day. You know, you're working weekends. And I was never that person. I never had that passion to say, you know what? It's a calling, and I'm willing to do that sacrifice. And I guess a lot of other young people aren't doing that. So it's a real challenge for leaders now in being able to groom the next generation of hoteliers. And speaking of hoteliers, people on the front desk of a hotel, man, they've got a bit of a tough gig. And here's the reason. I never really thought about it, but it was one of the insights that Haitham shared was people have a lot of travel anxiety. And basically it starts when you're picking a place for your leisure trip, your holiday. You know, which airline. You get a lot of anxiety starting to build from going online and planning your trip. And then that sort of continues when you start to pack your suitcase. You start thinking about like, okay, is this item going to be rejected? Is it going to be scanned and thrown out? Am I going to be overweight with my luggage? You know, will my luggage get lost somehow? So you start getting a little bit of a panic. And then you start worrying when you're actually at the airport, at immigration, you give them the passport, you're hoping they're going to stamp your passport and they're going to give it back to you. And then that sort of builds all the way through to when you arrive at the hotel and you're thinking, I really hope they've got my hotel room ready. I hope it's the right room. I hope that there's no screw-ups and so on and so forth. So the first impression at the front desk is everything. If you get a bad experience because of all the anxiety that you've had in the lead up to that, it puts a lot of pressure on the hotelier. I've learned how to kind of swap lanes when it comes to being in a hotel queue for check-in. I always look at how they're speaking to customers ahead of me in the queue. Are they smiling? Do they seem friendly? Do they seem warm? Do they seem understanding? If they don't, I avoid them at all costs because I really don't want to start off my trip when I've got that anxiety with a bit of a bubble burst. So we talk a lot about the first impressions really mattering, and I fully agree with that. But the most important thing at being, you know, in the hospitality industry is you need to have that passion. You need to want to try and serve others. And it really is a skill set, man. You've got to have commitment and dedication. You need to have a thick skin. You need to be able to love and enjoy taking care of other people. That passion needs to sort of come through. And it's from the small details all the way through to the big ones. You know, you need to somehow want to come back for seconds. If someone's being an asshole to you, you've got to want to come back and still want to help them out, because at the end of the day, your job is to try and help them as best you can to help serve them. And it really is an art form, but unfortunately I think it's becoming more and more of a dying art form outside of the hospitality industry and potentially even within it, where people are no longer as patient, as tolerant, as potentially as they once were, which is really, really sad. I mean, when you go to any hotel, you know, you're there because you've had especially if you're going on a leisure trip, you're there because you need a break. You need to have some level of, you know, relaxation where you can unwind. So to do that, if you've got someone who really is one that takes care of you, you automatically will feel better. If they don't take care of you, then you no longer have that kind of opportunity to fully recharge that you might potentially have had otherwise. So it's so important to have someone who's willing to take care of you, to willing to host you and, you know, to make you feel special. And it's no different, by the way, to having someone come to your home. In the Middle East, we have an unbelievable capacity and excellence, really. We have excellence when it comes to hosting, our culture of hosting. We are extremely generous with our time, extremely generous with our conversation when someone comes to our home. We're extremely generous with our food and our drink. We really make sure that, you know, we take care of them. You know, you have a guest who wants to leave around 11:30 or midnight, okay? you know, the host will say, no, please stay. Why? It's still early. You know, have some more coffee or have some more dessert. And we insist on having them stay as long as possible because we really want them to feel at home. So we have a fantastic culture. And me as Luca, I love hosting. I love having my guests come to my home. I love trying to make them feel comfortable, to feel welcome, to feel that they can be safe. They're in a good environment, that I'm going to take care of them. And if they feel that, hopefully they'll have a great conversation with me and the insights will start to flow and everybody wins. So, you know, hosting is an art form. It's a skill set. I personally love doing it, especially when it's within my walls and especially when on my podcast. And the Middle East in general is amazing at doing it. We are fantastic hosts. We love taking care of others. In fact, today I was at Apple's offices. I was invited to speak to some of their team and they really took care of me. Rami, the host, great guy. I hope he's listening. He told me he would be, but he, you know, he really took care of me, and the team at Apple in the Middle East and Dubai are great people. You know, and the minute I walked in to the moment I left, I was being hosted. And that's just what we do in the Middle East. We're fantastic at being in service to other people, especially in our own walls, you know. The challenge then becomes is like, what happens when, you know, when that person leaves, when your guest leaves? Are you still in service of other people as much as you would be if they're in your own home? We have the responsibility constantly as hosts to be fantastic, but we don't have a huge responsibility on us to be a fantastic host or in service of other people when we leave our home. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed, especially right now with what's going on in the world. It's completely crazy where, you know, more and more people are focusing on themselves, on what's going on to protect themselves. There's obviously a massive amount of distrust everywhere in the world, especially in politics. You know, and we're not thinking about the other side in a positive way. We're seeing it in a negative way. We're building enemies. We're not building friends. We are not hosting. We're not acting as guests. We are acting as people who are fighting for their own interests at any cost. And there are very high costs to be paid. But this is not a political episode, and I'm generally trying to stay away from too much politics on the show because, for me, it's about understanding the human insights around it, not just the political insights. The interesting thing also is the idea when it comes to hospitality of high touch or high tech. Haitham was telling me a story when he went to a hotel in Berlin. It was basically all high tech. You know, he didn't really need to speak to anybody. You wanted laundry to be collected, you just press the button in your room. You wanted food to be delivered, you just press the button. Your checkout is basically self-serve. So you don't really need to see anyone. I wouldn't like that kind of experience. For me, it has to be about people. It has to be high touch. I have to see someone. I have to feel like there's someone there at the end of the phone, that if I have a problem with the room, the Wi-Fi is not working, the TV I'm having issues with, the ironing board is not working properly, it's not folding or opening correctly, I want to be able to call someone. And I think it's so important to have that connectivity. You look at what's happening now beyond hospitality in the high touch world or high tech world. You know, we are no longer the same level of communicators we once were. We're communicating to ChatGPT to give us the right instructions in terms of how to communicate to other AIs effectively when we send an email. We're asking a machine to improve our email so it can be read by an AI that can basically digest it properly. I mean, it's all becoming a little bit crazy. We are moving increasingly away from a high touch kind of dependency on people to increasingly a solitary high tech kind of approach and dependency, which it's a slight generalization, but ask yourself this: how often do you pick up the phone and actually call someone versus sending them a DM on Instagram? And which has a more intimate level of communication, the direct message on Instagram or the phone call, a good old fashioned voice call? Of course, there's a high level of intimacy with the voice call, and that's the same with different types of communication. Face-to-face is the highest, it's the best, right? The worst, what is the worst? That's a good question. I don't know, what is the worst form of communication in terms of lack of human interactivity? Could be email, you know, that's the one that came to mind. Anyway, not really the point. The point is that we are becoming more and more a high-tech driven society, which has implications on the people side, which again, eventually is one of the reasons why the next generation of, you know, 20-year-olds aren't getting into hospitality. They just don't see high touch as an important skill set or important development set for them to sort of build a career around. It could be more about how do I use AI and tech to further my career, which is, again, absolutely fair on them. But where does that leave us when it comes to the next generation of people? Are we going to be becoming more and more high tech and less high touch? How are we going to communicate in the future? I mean, the mind really baffles. And at the heart of all of that is serving other people. How could we be of service to other people? I hope as a host, as a podcast host, I can serve other people, not just my guests. I can make other people feel positively about certain things. I also hope that when I'm outside of my podcast studio, outside of my home, I am still trying to serve other people. I can do a much better job. I know I can. And if the whole world was more self-aware, going back to my initial point with Haitham, if we had that self-awareness of being, you know what, we can be in better service of other people, I promise you the world would be in a much, much better place. So that's it. That's 15 or so minutes of action-packed insights from my side. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I absolutely loved the conversation with Haitham. If you haven't listened to it already, please do. And I will see you or speak to you very, very soon. Take care, guys.